From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Voters are facing some delays in the Nigeria election. Voters in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, are choosing the country's next president on this Saturday. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan facing a tough challenge from former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Joining us from Nigeria is Peter Clotty from The Voice of America. Peter, there were some reports of some delays as voting was starting. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. President Goodluck Jonathan had a little problem. He was made to wait for 30 minutes because the card reader malfunctioned. So they used the old manual system where they checked his name in the system, voter register, and then he was accredited. Now he said he will come back in the afternoon to actually cast his ballot, just as his wife. Now, on the other hand, his main challenger, General Muhammadu Buhari, of the main opposition All Progressives Congress, or APC, took only 3 minutes. The card reader worked. He was accredited, and he will return this afternoon in his native Daura to vote.
VOA's Peter Clotty reporting to us from Abuja. Now, a car bomb exploded at a polling station in south-central Enugu State, but police said none of the voters lining up was hurt in the 7:30 a.m. blast. Police detonated two other car bombs at the scene, a primary school, and Enugu State Police Commissioner Dan Batur said the explosion occurred far from the northeastern center of the Islamic uprising by Nigeria's homegrown Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Somali security forces have ended the deadly siege of a hotel by the militant al-Shabaab group in the capital city. The takeover of the Maka al-Makarama Hotel in Mogadishu ended early Saturday, officials saying at least 17 people, including a Somali ambassador and soldiers, were killed in the attack that began Friday with a car bomb explosion. Officials say at least six gunmen stormed into the hotel after the blast. Somali government special forces, known as Gashan, entered the hotel to hunt down and fight the gunmen. Some of them are known to have been killed. Saudi King Salman has vowed that the military intervention in Yemen will not stop until the country is stable and safe. The king made the remark Saturday at the opening session of an Arab summit held in Egypt's Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The campaign of airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition was in response to a power grab in the impoverished nation by Iranian-backed Shiite rebels known as the Houthis. At that same meeting, Egypt's president has called for the creation of a joint Arab military force as it and other countries launch airstrikes against the Shiite rebels in Yemen. Saudi Arabia and fellow Sunni-led allies in the Gulf and the Middle East are bombing the Shiite rebels. They view the Houthi takeover of Yemen as an attempt by Iran to establish a proxy in the kingdom's southern border. Iran and the Houthis deny those allegations. European diplomats are set to join talks between the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif Saturday in an effort to seal a deal on Iran's nuclear ambitions. The third day of talks in the Swiss town of Lausanne will include French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius and Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington. Chinese President Xi Jinping argued on Saturday for strong China-led efforts to promote Asian economic and political cooperation while opening a major regional economic conference. Xi delivered the keynote address at the Bao Forum on Hainan Island in the country's south, at which he lauded the promise of the Chinese economy despite its slowing growth. Xi said that the so-called new normal of China's economy, which has lower growth rate but better quality, will continue to offer businesses opportunities for the rest of the world. In his speech, Xi also called for Asian countries to actively take part in the program he initiated, aimed at strengthening regional connectivity through the reinforcement of infrastructure investment, the so-called Silk Road Economic Belt. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.